Hi, Barbara here, and I just wanted to pop in and have a quick chat about work-life balance. Now, although I'm not a massive fan of the term work-life balance, just because I don't feel as though balance is particularly the right word, I don't feel like we're always going to get that balance in our lives, and that sometimes work is going to take more time, and sometimes home is going to take more time. And that's all fine. So for me, it's all about just getting that rhythm right and that feeling right that everything's as it should be and working in harmony for where you are right now. That being said, the topic of work-life balance has been coming up quite a lot in the past few months. So I did want to jump in and just have a quick chat about it. And what I've noticed is that it's that feeling of being out of kilter, that things are not as they should be and they're not working in harmony, and that you are spending a little bit more time on work, or it's taking up more of your time. And it could be just because you're letting it, and it's not because that it needs to take more time, it's just that it's leaking into your personal life in some way. So if that's where you're at the minute, I've got a few tips for you that will hopefully get you back on track and feeling a little bit happier. So tip number one is take some time to mentally walk through your day. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because quite often we go through our day on autopilot. So we get up, we do our thing, all the way through our day, and then we go to bed. And there might be aspects of the day that we're not quite happy about, but we just accept as something that we do or something that, has to happen during the day. But by just taking the time to mentally walk through your day, you'll be able to do a bit of a sense check, really, and identify the areas that you think, actually, I don't know why I do that, or that really doesn't work for me, or that really makes me feel rubbish, I'm going to stop doing that. And just pick a few things that you're doing every single day that's not working for you anymore. So these are out-of-date habits. They might have worked at some point or another, but they're just not serving you anymore. Now, examples that I've got in my mind are to do with your phone, for instance. You might have got into the habit of checking your phone as soon as you wake up on a morning. So as soon as your eyes ping open, or when you're switching your alarm on your phone off, you might grab it and just hold it here while your eyes are open, but you haven't actually got up out of bed or even got your head off the pillow yet. And you're already into your emails, or you're already into your social media. And you might not actually like doing that, and it might make you feel a bit rubbish, like you haven't given yourself time to wake up properly. So that could be one example. Or it might be that you still you've got notifications on your emails on your phone. So when it pings on an evening, you're checking it. So you might be watching telly and you're still checking your phone, or you're checking your phone whilst you're spending time with your family. So just look at things like that, just as examples. So make a list of all the bits of your day that you think, oh, you know what, I am doing that, and that is allowing my work to leak into my home life. So once you've got that list, let's move on to tip number two, which is start replacing some of these out-of-date habits. And you don't have to replace all of them all at once. Just pick one that's going to give you the biggest value. So look for your low-hanging fruit. So you pick a one that you think, actually, I'm going to work on that. And work on it for a month and get that sorted, and then move on to the next out-of-date habit. Because you'll be surprised at just how much an impact making those small tweaks will have on your day. So, for example, if we use the phone next to your bed as as our example, it may be that if you use it as an alarm clock, for instance, it may be that you plug it in away from your bed, or you buy a different alarm clock and you have your phone in a separate room. So think about what's going to work for you. So a relatively small fix will give you big rewards. So that's tip number two. Tip number three is it's a fun one, really, and it's to try and fill your evenings with things that are going to bring it's going to bring you happiness. So things like, if you've got something to do in the evening, or you've planned things, then work will naturally take a back seat. So this could be anything simple, from joining a club or even starting a new hobby. And it doesn't have to be leaving the house. You can do things at home as well. It might be arranging to spend time with your family or your kids or your partner, whatever that might be. So if you kind of replace any work-related habits with fun-related and personal habits, then you'll find that you'll naturally feel better about that balance. Now, tip number four is share your plans with the people around you. So tell your team that you're not going to be checking emails after a certain time on an evening, so they're not expecting a reply. Tell your families that you're going to be working on this habit and to just call you out when you slip back into your old ways. Tell your kids to give you a nudge every time you check your emails or check your phone, because, and I speak from experience, your kids will be awesome at this and they'll really hold you accountable. So get yourself some help from the people around you. And then the final tip is look at the benefits that doing this work is going to have on you and your life and your health and the people around you. Because often when we start identifying the benefits and what it really means to us and how it's going to make a difference to us, it'll make it so much easier in the long run. So those are my five tips for getting your day back on track. I'd love to hear what yours are. Just let me know by leaving a comment, and I will see you next week. Have a great week. See you later. Bye.